Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are climbing. We're out of the frost advisory. It's 45 degrees right now in Raleigh. I'll show you when we jump into the 70s today. Coming up.
A new Amazon facility has opened here in Johnston County. Just ahead, I'll explain the economic impact it's bringing here to the area.
Best game ever. Never forget this for the rest of my life.
Waking up ecstatic after the team pulled off an incredible comeback. It's the type of comeback fans have not seen in nearly 20 years. I'm sure people are waking up this morning going, good morning to everyone except Islander fans. Thanks for joining us this morning here on WRAL News on Fox 50. I'm Chris Loving.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. That is playoff hockey right there.
I know, it's dope,
That's
right?
That's why playoffs are the best. Canes won. We'll see if they can do it again on Long Island, where my family is. We were watching last night, and we thought, hey, the Islanders have it in the bag. They did not.
They did not have it
they
in the
bag.
They
did not. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that coming up. But let's get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmuth with us this morning. Amy, another chilly morning out there.
It is, but temperatures have really jumped in the last hour. The frost advisory is over. That ended at 8 a.m. And now we're at 45 in the Triangle in Raleigh and Durham. Still at 36 in Roxboro, so still a little chilly up in Person County. 47, though, in Fayetteville now. 46 in Goldsboro. It's 47 in Southern Pine. So it's still chilly. It's still jacket weather, but temperatures are going up, and they'll continue to do that throughout the day. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. A beautiful blue sky over Chapel Hill and really across the entire viewing area. It's going to be a gorgeous day. So if you want to get the kids to the park this afternoon, maybe have lunch outside, beautiful weather to do that. We'll have mostly sunny skies throughout the day. At lunchtime, it's nice and mild, 66 degrees. We'll jump into the low 70s by 2 o'clock this afternoon. The high temperature will make it up to 73, which is pretty close to normal for this time of year. Beautiful weather out there today. Tomorrow, we'll have some more clouds around. We have a slim chance for rain. I'll show you that with Futurecast coming up. It's coming with a cold front that will bring temperatures down a little bit, but not super cold. We'll stay in the 70s for most of the week. I'll show you when the 80s return. Coming up, Ken.
Amy, traffic is beginning to pick up quite a bit here in the 8 o'clock hour. Just got reports of a crash that happened on East Millbrook Road and the eastbound lane near Falls of Neuse Road. Right now, because it just happened in the last 10, 15 minutes, we're not seeing any major delays on our sensors right now. But if you run into any possibly delays, just probably people just trying to figure out exactly what's going on there. Another crash has just popped onto our sensors. This one is causing a lot of delays, you can see from our sensors. This crash happened on Wade Avenue in the eastbound lane near Blue Ridge Road. And that's usually a busy time this time of the morning. Add in this accident and you can see the amount of backup that's causing right now. Be mindful of that if you're driving through that area. Another crash that we're working this morning, I-440 in the westbound lane near Six Forks Road. You can see some minor delays that are happening in that area, but we've, of course, keep track of it and let you know exactly what's going on. Another one we're working this morning happened on US 264 in the westbound lane near Lizard Lit Road. This is usually a busy time of the morning on that section of 264, but right now we're not seeing any major delays in that area. We'll continue to monitor it here in the WRAL Traffic Center.
Wade County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting that had one person sent to the hospital. This happened on Royal Acres Road off Barrel Road in southeastern Raleigh. I want to show you video now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. See this right here on your screen? Deputies responding to Wake Med around 2 a.m. because a man was grazed by a bullet, we're told. He had non-life-threatening injuries. Scene cleared just after 4:30 this morning, but deputies say there's no known threat to the community at this time.
WRAL is following more breaking news this morning. People in Fayetteville are out of their homes after a fire this morning at an apartment complex. The fire was reported just before 2 o'clock this morning. It happened here at West Park Apartments on Fountain Grove Circle near Fayetteville Road. Firefighters say they are not sure how many people are displaced from this fire, but the Red Cross is assisting people affected.
Canes fans are still buzzing this morning after an incredible comeback, unlike any other that they have seen in the nearly 20 years since it's happened.
In the corner to Jarvis. One-timer, score! Matt Dart tip in, we're tied! Loose, score!
Win, win, win. Two goals in 9 seconds brought the team back from the brink of defeat. Those back-to-back scores gave the Canes a 4-3 lead with just 2 minutes left. They went on to win 5-3 after trailing 3-0 earlier in the game. And it is the first time since 2006 they have come back from being down 3 in a playoff game. Fans at PNC Arena could not contain their excitement.
Best game ever. Never forget this for the rest of my life. Ever, ever, ever. Let's go Canes, baby.
What's up?
The Canes are now up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. They'll play game 3 Thursday night on Long Island.
Today, a new Amazon facility is opening in our area, and with it comes hundreds of jobs. WREL's Laura Levine joins us now from that facility in Smithfield. And Laura, Amazon says this will bring more than 1,000 jobs to the greater Raleigh community. It's amazing.
It truly is. Good morning, Michelle. Yes, we know this has been years in the making. Behind me here, you can probably see the doors are finally open at this Amazon facility off of US 70 and Smithfield. Of course, town officials really hoping this will deliver a nice economic boost to Johnston County and beyond. Now, the more than 620,000 square foot warehousing facility is expected to bring more than 1,000 jobs, as you mentioned. Today, we're getting that firsthand look at the inbound cross dock in Smithfield as town leaders plan to officially cut the ribbon and celebrate its opening. At last check, I can tell you right now this morning, we have learned that the starting wage for employees is actually $17 an hour. Amazon received a tax grant incentive for a 7-year period. It required the giant retail firm to make a $100 million investment in the plan. Of course, those dollars will make a nice big impact on this small town. Again, that ribbon cutting ceremony taking place at 11:30. It is a private event for local officials and the media to get that firsthand look behind the scenes of its operation. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Johnston County.
Today, Wake County school leaders will consider a new policy for using the overdose reversal medication naloxone in schools. The proposal would train one staff member in each school and office building on how to use naloxone. The Safety and Security Committee will talk today about a possible timeline for getting that policy off the ground. Wake County Public Schools hasn't had any reported overdoses, but other schools' systems have. Last year, the naloxone drug was used 21 times for suspected overdoses in North Carolina schools.
New this morning, because of growing tensions over pro-Palestinian protests, a campus in California closed. That's because protesters barricaded themselves in a building. Cal Poly Humboldt shut down its campus yesterday and says it will remain closed through tomorrow. School leaders say classes will be remote when possible.
This nationwide tension comes as people of the Jewish faith are now celebrating the holy period of Passover. Last night, hundreds of people gathered in Carrboro to take a firm stand against anti-Semitism. Passover marks the Israelites' freedom from slavery in Egypt. Powerful traditions like the holiday feast called a Seder live on. This year marks the first Seder since the October 7th attack. More than 100 hostages are still being held.
It's definitely on all of our minds, but you know, the Passover holiday and entire freedom is allows us what to celebrate now.
People came from as far away as New York to be a part of the Seder here in the Triangle last night.
Today, there's an effort to help young people who age out of the foster care system. The Hope Center at Poland is getting $1 million in federal funding to build apartments. The goal is to keep kids who age out of foster care from becoming homeless. A news conference announcing the project is happening at 10 o'clock this morning in Raleigh. And coming up in the next half hour, WREL's Kelsey Coffee takes a closer look at the funding and also the opportunities it'll provide for young people.
There's a bill that would ban TikTok in the United States up for a vote in the Senate today. And if passed, well, the president is likely to sign it into law. Amy Kiley explains how TikTok plans to challenge the bill.
TikTok is ready to fight.
A TikTok executive is vowing legal action if the U.S. bans the social media platform as expected. A bill before the Senate today would give its Chinese parent company ByteDance 270 days to sell the app. Otherwise, it would keep TikTok out of U.S. app stores.
The legislators, you know, the congressmen, the senators, and the president of the United States are all in agreement that we don't want China to own it.
The Senate is expected to pass the legislation as early as tomorrow. It's already through the House, and President Joe Biden says he wants to sign it quickly. That's because the bill also includes aid for Israel and Taiwan and support Ukraine desperately needs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Congress. Thank you, America.
Legal experts say TikTok could argue in court that a ban would hurt free speech. They say an intent to protect national security might not matter if the outcome affects First Amendment rights.
if you live inside the bubble of TikTok, I mean, you're just like, you know, it's all, this is what we love. This is what we do.
The legislation comes to the Senate as Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins a trip to China. A spokesperson says the timing is a coincidence, but
it is important that the United States and China manage differences between the two countries to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict.
And that was Amy Kiley reporting. Well, an incredible display of people helping people was recorded. We're going to show you more of this video of those who helped rescue a man from a burning SUV.
And more fallout from that bridge collapse in Baltimore. We'll explain why a new lawsuit accuses a crew of incompetency for that tragic collapse. Amy?
It was a cold start this morning, still chilly with 45 degrees, the current temperature in Raleigh, but we're going up to 73. We have a cold front on the way. It will bring the potential for some rain and cooler temperatures. I'll show you when it gets here coming up. A13 on your Tuesday morning. You are looking live over a very blue Wilson. No clouds in the sky there. Whirly gigs, not really going too much. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Blue skies is the theme today. Amy Wilmoth standing by with a beautiful, beautiful look over, where are you looking?
Beaufort.
That's yeah. Right, Beaufort. It's gorgeous, but it's cold.
It is. It is chilly outside this morning, but we have blue sky all across the state, from the mountains all the way to the coast. It's beautiful. This view comes to you from the Beaufort Hotel. A gorgeous shot here. Sometimes you can see the dolphins. You can see the wild horses. Sometimes as well, a beautiful spot in North Carolina. Closer to home, temperatures are still on the chilly side, but now it looks like most of us are out of the 30s. Just a short time ago, Roxborough was in the 30s still. Same with South Hill, but now everyone in the 40s in the northern half of the viewing area. Let's check out down to the south. Everyone in the 40s down here in the southern part of the viewing area as well. 44 in Irwin, 40 in Sanford, 47 in Fayetteville. Some got down to 32 this morning, so it was definitely a cold start. It'll be nice this afternoon if you want to get out for a dog walk, head to the park. 73 for the high in Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville. And then this evening, if you have some plans, maybe have dinner outside, upper 60s at 7 o'clock. We'll be back down into the upper 50s by 11 p.m. this evening. The pollen count, the tree pollen count, is still high. It's oak, maple, pine, which is that yellow stuff that gets on everything, showed up again. Hickory and ash, the weeds and grasses still on the low side. But this time of year, we start to see the tree pollen going down and the grass pollen going up. But for now, the tree pollen is still a bit high. So we're hoping maybe for some rain to wash away some of that. We have this cold front that's headed our way. You can see some showers and storms with this, but most of the energy is going to pass us by to the north. So we'll have a slim chance for a shower tomorrow, but it's nothing that could like wash away the pollen. It's nothing that's going to add up to much. I'll show you how much we could get in just a moment. I'll pause the clock here at 7 a.m. We'll have the clouds moving in tomorrow morning. We'll be dry in the morning commute. And then as we head to 11 o'clock, lunchtime, that's when the front moves through. You can see that thin band of rain. Some showers move through. In the afternoon, it's in our southern counties, and then it's gone for the evening commute. So it's a brief window, and it's very, very light rain. This is a look at how much we could get. It's not much. It's less than a tenth of an inch. So it's not much that would help our drought situation or wash away the pollen, but at least it's something. It's the only chance for rain that we have in the next 7 days. Beautiful today, 73, a lot of sunshine. Tonight will not be as cold. No frost worries tonight. We'll get down to 51 in the triangle. 76 for the high tomorrow. We'll stay in the 70s for the rest of the work week and into Saturday, but then 80s in the forecast Sunday and Monday. I'll show you how long that warmth sticks around in the next half hour. Ken?
Maybe at 8:16, we're just getting reports of that crash on Capitol Boulevard. We've been telling you about all morning long. We just got reports that that crash is deadly. We have a crew on the way to that scene. We'll give you more information as soon as we get it. But that's a crash that we've been following all morning long. It's been rather busy here in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's go to East Millbrook Road, the eastbound lane near Falls of Neuse Road. Right now, this appears to be in the clearing phase. We're not seeing any major delays in that area. So you might be mindful of that as you go through that area this morning. This crash on Wade Avenue near Blue Ridge Road, that's causing a significant amount of backups this morning. Here's what we've been able to ascertain. If you can pick up Trinity to Chapel Hill Road, that will get you around and onto the Beltline, and you'll be on your way. But this is a crash that we've been following. We'll keep monitoring it here in the WREL Traffic Center. US 264, usually busy this time of morning. We got a crash near Lizard Lick Road. We're not picking up any any major delays on our sensors at this hour.
All right, thanks, Ken. The Goldsboro Police Department is investigating 7 deaths in 10 days. 2 of those people were found with gunshot wounds on Saturday. The other 5 are being investigated for a possible connection to drugs. But so far, their deaths are unexplained. The Goldsboro mayor has a message for the grieving community.
Well, I've spoken with a number of the families, and what I want to reiterate is that these are real people with real lives and real families and mothers and fathers, in some cases kids, and that's tough. I mean, I'm a father.
As these investigations continue, the mayor says there are a number of resources within the county for those people battling substance abuse, and we have some of those options on our website, WREL.com.
The city of Baltimore is suing the owner and manager of the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The mayor and city council accused the ship of having an incompetent crew. Their lawsuit claims the ship left the port despite having an inconsistent power supply. 6 construction workers died when the bridge collapsed into the river.
A massive fire that ripped through 3 buildings of a New Jersey city block is out this morning. Hundreds of firefighters in Newark worked for hours Monday night to get this fire under control. The fire destroyed a grocery store, a restaurant, and a liquor store. There are no reports of any injuries.
A man in Florida is accused of killing his girlfriend and then driving her body to the police station. Alexander Roque made his first court appearance yesterday. Authorities say he shot his girlfriend to death Saturday and then drove her body to police in order to confess. Police say he also sent a photo of the body to the woman's estranged husband.
Now we are about to show you some footage that you won't want to miss. Someone recorded the intense moments that people rescued a driver trapped in his car that was on fire. Look at this. This morning, everybody is okay, but that's the moment that man was carried out to safety. This happened on I-94 in Minnesota. The man's car crashed into a lamppost behind a barrier that trapped him. You can see those Good Samaritans trying to open the door, but people ran to help him, desperately trying to get him out, and they did. Those people managed to smash the window open and rescue that man.
There's a moment where we thought, like, we literally lost him. This is something that I will never forget. It's a good feeling to know that you saved somebody's life.
And it was a Department of Transportation worker that smashed the window. He said the only thing going through his head was get that man out. And to him, he was just doing his job. The driver they saved only has minor injuries. He says it was incredibly heroic. And if you ever need help, just look around you because you will always find people who are willing to help.
After that scary situation, something nice to look at here. Jeff Hogan in the WRL Live Center. The Royals have released a brand new picture. This photo of Prince Louis on his 6th birthday. They wanted to send this out to wish him a happy birthday today. He is 4th in line to the British throne. He can be seen grinning there at the camera, lying on a blanket. The image posted to the couple's official social media account today, credited to Catherine, Prince of Wales. The royals say they are grateful for all the birthday messages that they have received for Louis. And the photo was taken by Kate in the last few days in Windsor. Now, they've asked for privacy during the princess' recovery from cancer surgery, but they wanted to share this image on social media as a way to thank those who have sent their birthday wishes to Louis. He's 6.
All right, thank you, Jeff. A new study shows women are more likely to survive when their doctors are female. It also found they're less likely to be readmitted to the hospital, and the difference is just 0.25%. But the researchers say that's statistically significant. The study looked at Medicare patients over 3 years, and it notes the findings might be different for younger populations.
Murray makes a move. Game's on.
A buzzer-beater finish has the Denver Nuggets up 2 games on the LA Lakers in the NBA playoffs. Jamal Murray hit a jumper as time expired to give the Nuggets a 101-99 win in last night's game. Game 3 is Thursday night.
And the Philadelphia 76ers, they're filing a grievance with the NBA over their series with the New York Knicks. ESPN reports the 76ers are displeased with how the referees have called the games. The Knicks won last night to go ahead in the series 2-0.
It was a performance to remember. Goldsboro's Tay Lewis took to the stage last night on The Voice for the playoffs round.
Girl, you never look better than you do.
can't see it, but we're grooving here in the studio. Lewis received high praises from the judges, with Chance and Reba both saying they would put him on their live teams. But it was up to Dan and Shay as his coaches, who said that he made them so proud. Tay was chosen as one of the final 12, and you can watch him live over on NBC on May 6th at 8 p.m.
He's so good. Somebody else that is so good, Celine Dion, and she's hopeful she'll one day be able to go back on tour. Dion opened up in a rare interview with Vogue France, and she spoke about how difficult it's been to be off stage since her diagnosis with stiff person syndrome. She says she still has the dream and the determination, but her body will tell her if she can do it.
We're getting a first look at a brand new Amazon facility in Johnston County, and we're going to talk a little bit about the economic boost it'll bring to the area, plus the jobs it's expected to create.
Your car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another chilly start, but beautiful blue skies. Meteorologist Amy Wilmuth with a look over Andrew this morning. You need the jacket again.
Yes, we're still in the 40s. We're not in the 30s anymore, but it's still chilly outside. Beautiful in Andrew and really all across central North Carolina. We have blue skies. Still chilly, 45 in Raleigh and Durham, 47 in Rocky Mount, 47 in Southern Pines and in Fayetteville. But it will warm up this afternoon. We'll get into the low 70s everywhere. It's going to be beautiful this afternoon. Mostly sunny, 73 in Raleigh, 72 in Roxboro, 73 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. The nice weather continues into tomorrow. A little bit warmer, 76, more clouds, just a slim chance for rain. Another nice day Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 72. Ken?
And Amy, we got some new information about a crash on Capitol Boulevard we've been following all morning. We just learned that it is a deadly crash. We have a crew on the way to the scene. As soon as we get any new information, we'll be sure to pass it along to you. Another crash is causing a lot of problems this hour of the morning. It's on Wade Avenue near Blue Ridge Road. If you can pick up Trinity to Chapel Hill Road, that'll get you around and onto the Beltline, and you'll be on your way this morning. But this is something that we'll continue to monitor here in the WRAO Traffic Center.
Ken, a new Amazon facility in Smithfield will officially open its doors with a ribbon-cutting ceremony today. The new 620,000-square-foot warehousing facility is expected to bring more than 1,000 new jobs. Amazon received tax grant incentives requiring it to make a $100 million investment in the plant. And Canes fans waking up so excited this morning after their team's incredible comeback in Game 2 of their series with the New York Islanders. They won that game 5-3. The Canes are now up 2 games to 0 in the best of 7 series. They'll play game 3 on Long Island Thursday night. Next on Fox 50, plans for a new housing community to help young people transitioning out of foster care.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We woke up to temperatures in the 30s. We're now in the 40s. I'll show you how high the temperature climbs today coming up.
We're just hours away from learning more about a program in Raleigh that could help children who've aged out of foster care. Coming up, how this program could help young adults in Raleigh find a place to call home.
What just happened? It was wild.
They won. That's what happened. That was the reaction from fans when the Canes pulled an unlikely comeback during the game 2 of the New York Islanders. It is the first time we have seen a comeback like this since 2006. I mean, a nail biter, but they got it done. What an incredible game.
Yeah, it looked awesome. I mean, I think some people may have pull the muscle.
Yeah, those they towels were excited.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're excited as well that you're with us this morning. We got to get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmuth for your forecast. Another chilly morning out there, but we're going to warm up pretty nicely today.
We will. It'll be very nice this afternoon. Hard to believe we'll be in the 70s when some woke up to temperatures at freezing this morning. So we're making progress with the temperatures. It's 45 in Durham, 47 in Goldsboro, 45 in Clinton. We're in the low 40s, 41 in Roxboro. It'll be a beautiful day today. This is a live look at Franklinton. A blue sky overhead, just like all of our other cameras are showing. Just gorgeous outside, but you still need the jacket this morning. You can take it off this afternoon. You don't even need it at lunchtime. We're at 60. 66 at noon with mostly sunny skies. 73 will be the high temperature this afternoon, and then we're back into the upper 60s by 7 p.m. So beautiful weather out there today. And this will continue for really the next several days. Tonight, we don't have to worry about a frost, which is good. 51 for the low, so nowhere close to as cold tomorrow morning as it was this morning. And then 76 tomorrow. We have some clouds around. A cold front will swing through. Only a slim chance for some midday showers. Thursday, looking good. Partly cloudy. High temperatures in the low 70s. Eventually, we'll go into the 80s, and I'll show you when that happens. Coming up, Ken.
Amy, at 8:32, all new into the WREL Traffic Center. We just got reports of this. I-40 westbound near the US 1 southbound entrance ramp. It's causing some delay in that area. Right now, just be mindful of that if you're heading toward that direction, because look for police activity in that area and be careful as you drive through there. And if you have an opportunity to scoot over one lane and give those police officers an opportunity to work that lane, that accident scene safely. Another crash we're working this morning on Wade Avenue near Blue Ridge Road. Just about a little while ago, there's a whole lot of red in the eastbound lanes. Right now, it's clearing up just a bit, but be careful as you go through that area this morning. The other crash we're following this morning, this happened on East Millbrook Road near Falls of Neuse Road. Right now, it's probably in the clearing phase. It's not causing any major delays in that area. If you run into anything, it's probably people just stopping to see what's going on. Of course, if you're heading out and you want to listen to us on the radio, you can do so at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thank you, Ken. Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting that sent one man to the hospital. It happened on Royal Acres Road off Barwell Road in southeast Raleigh. And this is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. Deputies responded to Wake Med around 2 o'clock this morning because a man was grazed by a bullet. He had non-life-threatening injuries. That scene cleared just after 4:30 this morning. Deputies say there is no known threat to the community.
Some people in Fayetteville are out of their homes after a fire earlier this morning at an apartment complex. That fire was reported just before 2 o'clock this morning at West Park Apartments. That's on Fountain Grove Circle near Fayetteville Road. Firefighters say they're not exactly sure how many people are out of a home, but we do know that the Red Cross will be assisting people who live in that building.
There is no dang quit in this team. It was a night to remember for the Carolina Hurricanes and their fans as the team made an incredible comeback in game 2 of their series with the New York Islanders.
Jarvis, one-timer, score! That's our tip-in, we're tied! Loose, score!
And there you have it. 2 goals in 9 seconds with just over 2 minutes to play. That put the Canes ahead 4-3 after they were behind 3-0 in the game. They ended up winning that game 5-3. It is the first time the Canes have come back from a 3-goal deficit in a playoff game since 2006. The fans who were there to see it say they'll never forget it.
What just happened? It was wild.
They don't call cardiac Canes for nothing.
And the Canes are now up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. They'll play game 3 Thursday night on Long Island.
Several people are in police custody this morning after pro-Palestinian protests at New York University. And those arrests happened after another encampment popped up at NYU. The students were in solidarity with Columbia University students calling for an end to Israel's war with Hamas. How many people were taken into custody? That's what we're trying to find out right now. Video shows police with helmets and batons and warning people to leave. An NYPD commissioner shared the letter sent by the university asking police to clear protesters.
And classes at Columbia's main campus will be hybrid for the rest of the semester following protests there. The decision was made after reports of Jewish students feeling threatened on campus. New York police arrested around 100 protesters last week.
More than 1,000 new jobs are coming to the greater Raleigh community thanks to a new Amazon facility. As WREL's Laura Levine explains, this is just the latest big investment Amazon is making locally.
This has been years in the making, and now finally the doors are open on this Amazon facility here right off of US 70 in Smithfield. Town officials are hoping that not only this Amazon will deliver those packages, but with that bring a nice economic boost to Johnston County. Now this more than 620,000 square foot warehousing facility is expected to bring more than 1,000 new jobs. Today we're getting a firsthand look at the inbound cross dock in Smithfield as town leaders plan to officially cut the ribbon and celebrate its opening. Amazon officials tell us this morning the starting wage for employees is $17 an hour. Amazon received tax grant incentives for a 7-year period. It required the giant retail firm to make a $100 million investment in the plant. Those dollars, of course, will make a big impact on this small town. And Amazon officials tell me with those 1,000 jobs, they still have several openings and are encouraging people to apply now. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Johnson County.
Today, the first witness in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial will be back on the stand. David Pecker is the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He's accused of helping Trump put together the $130,000 deal to silence Stormy Daniels. He was granted federal immunity in exchange for his testimony. He was on the stand briefly Monday after opening statements in the trial. The prosecution laid out its case about a criminal conspiracy and cover-up. The defense began with a simple statement: Donald Trump is innocent.
A 13-year-old girl is dead after a shooting at a Raleigh apartment complex. Police were on the scene for more than 14 hours yesterday. The family of the girl described the death as a homicide, though police are calling it a death investigation. Dozens of people gathered outside the apartment complex, some right there on your screen. Many of them overcame with emotion. Police tell us, as of right now, no one is in custody.
When people age out of the foster care, they often don't have a place to live. A new housing program aims to fix that problem and help those people transition into adulthood with all the challenges that come with it. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains how this will help give young people homes to go to.
Growing up in foster care without a place to call home is already tough, but data shows many foster children will eventually become homeless adults. This morning, plans for a new project will be announced that could help change that. 25% of foster children who age out of the system will become homeless within 4 years. This from the National Foster Institute. This new program will offer affordable housing to young adults who may be in that situation. It will be a 9-unit apartment building with an office and small community space. People must earn less than 30% of the median area income to qualify. That's roughly less than $24,000 a year here in Raleigh. $1 million in federal funding is already going towards this project. Congresswoman Deborah Ross, the Hope Center, and a nonprofit for the homeless called CASA will announce those plans later today. That announcement is scheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Families of people who have lost their lives to violence are honoring them during National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Dozens of people gathered in Raleigh yesterday for an event meant to help those families. The theme of this year's Crime Victims' Rights Week is, how would you help? Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson says that if you see a crime happening, you need to say something.
Everybody knows what's happening in your neighborhood, in your community, and I really encourage you not to be afraid to come forward to give us that information, because it's going to make a world of difference.
The U.S. Attorney's Office joined with Raleigh Police to be a part of that event.
A celebration is planned this morning for two Way County magnet schools that received national recognition. Conn Magnet Elementary School earned a national award. The school was honored as the second best magnet school overall and the top magnet elementary. The celebration is happening this morning at 8:15.
And Athens Drive Magnet High School is the top magnet school in the country. The school won the Dr. Ronald P. Simpson Magnet School Merit Award of Excellence, and that celebration was held there yesterday. Look at the fanfare.
I love it. And we've been hearing complaints for the past couple of days about the taste and smell of Raleigh's tap water. Coming up, what the city is doing to help with the taste and when it should be back to normal.
And we want to get you a live look at Fenton and Cary on this morning. A little cool out there, though. So remember, bring a jacket. It's sweater weather. After the break, meteorologist Amy Wilmoth tells us when it's supposed to warm up again. Well, this is pretty. Taking a live look over at Lake Gaston. Beautiful skies there. Something to keep in mind there. Even though it looks beautiful outside, it's a little deceptive with that sunshine because it's cold in some places as you're waking up. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is giving you a little bit more of our deceptive sunshine in different places across the area.
Yeah, some people were down to freezing this morning, so don't let it fool you. It is chilly outside despite the sunshine. We have blue skies here in Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Durham, a beautiful blue sky. Same thing in Fayetteville. So it's a beautiful start, but temperatures still are cool. We're continuing to make progress. We're at 49 now in Goldsboro, 45 in Raleigh, 47 in Southern Pines, 45 in Roxborough, and we just jumped into the low 50s in South Hill, Virginia. So temperatures continue to go up, and we'll be in the 70s this afternoon, mostly sunny with high temperatures in the low 70s for everyone. So it'll be a beautiful day today. If you have outdoor practice this afternoon, this evening, it'll be nice for that. We'll be in the low 70s through 6 p.m., upper 60s by 7 o'clock, but it doesn't really get cold this evening, even when the sun sets. Temperatures will stay in the low to mid 60s for a couple of hours. And then overnight tonight, it's not as cold. We don't have to worry about protecting our plants or vegetation. Temperatures will stay in the low 50s, maybe upper 40s in a few spots as well. We'll have some cool mornings in the next few days, but really these numbers are pretty close to normal. We do have a cold front that moves through Wednesday, and it does bring in some chilly temperatures by Friday morning down into the mid 40s. But overall, low temperatures staying pretty close to normal. And same thing with our afternoons for at least the next 5 days. Our normal is 75, and we'll be close to that number today, and that will continue through Saturday. It's Sunday when temperatures go up into the 80s. So very comfortable in the afternoon for the next several days, but by the second half of the weekend, it will be much warmer with highs in the low 80s. And this is a look at the temperature outlook for the first week of May. Above normal temperatures for almost the entire country, and North Carolina is included. So the warmer temperatures that arrive over the weekend look to last into the first part of May. Rain chances. Now, this is kind of pitiful. Just a 20% chance for a couple of showers tomorrow as the front swings through. Really, you're going to have to start watering your gardens, watering the yard. Those are the kind of things you're going to have to think about. And it's probably going to add to our drought situation as well. We'll get an update on that on Thursday. 73 today, beautiful, mostly sunny, not as cold tonight, down into the low 50s. 76 tomorrow. We do have the front moving through, so we'll have some more clouds, especially the second half of the day. Just a slim chance for rain in the midday hours. Staying in the 70s for highs through Saturday, but then there's the warmer temperatures. We're in the mid 80s by Monday, Ken.
Amy, all you hear as we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour, who'd give you a look at these lanes coming into Raleigh this morning? Just a heavy backup there in Capitol on 440 Road as well. We're also getting reports elsewhere in the triangle of the Capitol Boulevard, that crash we followed since we've been on the air this morning. It was a deadly crash. We have a crew there on the scene gathering new information. As soon as we get any new information, we'll be sharing with you in the 9 o'clock hour on Fox 50 as well. Another crash that we've been monitoring this morning happened just in the last half hour or so that it cleared, really, in the last half hour. It was on the on-ramp, but you can still see some lingering delays there on the Beltline. We'll keep monitoring it and keep you updated as well. This crash near the Wade Avenue on Blue Ridge Road has been causing a lot of problems this morning, and we've been telling you if you can get to Trinity Road, Chapel Hill Road, that'll get you around this mess right there and get you onto the Beltline, and you'll be well on your way going to your destination this morning. Of course, elsewhere around the triangle, those major roadways into the capital city this morning, US 1 on Capitol Boulevard, we've been mentioning, just a 9-minute delay again because Raleigh police continue to work that crash scene there in Capitol Boulevard, and just a 4-minute delay coming in from Wendell on 87 South.
This morning. Thank you, Ken. Several earthquakes hit Taiwan early this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports various earthquakes hit Weilan, Taiwan, and that is on the eastern coast of the island. The strongest quake reached a magnitude of 6.1, and other quakes ranged from a magnitude of 4.6, or 4.5, that is, to 6. Now, this new cluster of quakes comes not long after 13 people died last month from an earthquake.
A South Carolina man is recovering after escaping the grasp of an alligator that pulled him 50 feet to the bottom of a river. William Grigordis was diving for fossils in the Cooper River near Charleston when an alligator latched onto his arm. The gator pulled him underwater into a fight for his life. He says that he fought back with a screwdriver that he was using to pry fossils out.
I went for his gum line and tried to stab it in between his teeth where the soft spots were, and that seemed to work. He shook me again pretty hard down there, and at that point, I ran out of air.
My goodness, he says that when he was finally able to yank his arm free of the gator's mouth, he was surprised it wasn't torn off. He got to the surface, and a passing boater pulled him in. Doctors say he won't lose his arm, but he'll need to undergo multiple surgeries.
That is actual nightmare fuel. So if you have noticed the water in Raleigh has tasted or smelled off in the past couple of days, it's because of an increase in algae blooms at Falls Lake. The lake provides roughly 80% of the water for customers in Raleigh. And Raleigh water officials say that the increase in algae made the water taste a little earthy or musty. But they say the water is safe to drink.
I think in this particular case, the working theory is that it was just a relatively warm April. You know, we saw some days, basically almost 90 last week, and typically when you have that algae-like warm water. And so, in fact, I was at Falls Lake last week and saw people skiing.
Now, the city is working on adjusting the water so it tastes a little bit better. They say it could take a couple of days, though, before the water is back to normal.
The latest Meredith poll shows that the presidential race in North Carolina is getting tighter. The poll shows Donald Trump and Joe Biden in a statistical tie. The governor's race appears to be opening up a bit. Among registered North Carolina voters, Democrat Josh Stein has 45% of support, and Republican Mark Robinson has 36%. 15% say they haven't decided yet. This is a wider state for Stein than 2 months ago.
There's a new option for Wake Tech students completing a bachelor's degree. Fayetteville State is now part of the school's university transfer program. School leaders met at Wake Tech Monday to sign the paperwork. And the program guarantees admission to Fayetteville State just as long as students graduate from Wake Tech with an associate's degree.
Ahead of what's predicted to be a record-setting summer travel season, Delta Airline employees are getting raises. The airline gave employees a 5% raise a year ago, and it's doing it again. The pay increase kicks in June 1st. It applies to flight attendants, ground handlers, mechanics, some office workers, and others. And starting pay will now begin at $19 an hour. It does not apply to pilots who are unionized and agreed to a contract last year for a big pay hike.
Amazon is expanding its drone delivery services. The company says it'll open a new drone delivery location in Arizona, just west of Phoenix. The new location is expected to provide same-day deliveries to people in the area and slated to start later this year. Amazon also announced it will close down one of its other drone facilities in California.
An MMA fighter was called to one of his other jobs over the weekend, trapping alligators. Look at this. Mike Dragich is a licensed alligator trapper in Florida. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office notified Florida Fish and Wildlife about a gator on the loose in downtown Jacksonville. Look at him. He was attending a hockey game just 5 minutes away when he was called to this scene with no equipment, no shoes on. He chased the gator and captured it.
A significant step in VinFast's move forward to try to expand its distribution. Brand new information coming into the WR Live Center. Matt Tallhelm reporting that VinFast has signed agreements with 12 new dealership stores anticipated to begin opening April of this year. So anytime this month, this will bring the total number of VinFast dealers in the U.S. to 18 now, spanning across seven states. North Carolina, of course, being one of them. The last report we had about VinFast very recently was that it was downsizing its Moncure factory by 20%. So a move forward in distribution at other dealerships.
Watching that develop as it's supposed to create jobs as well. Thank you, Jeff. The three actors who were in the Blair Witch Project 25 years ago are trying to earn some more money for their work. The actors were paid just a few $1,000s each for their roles in the cult horror film. Here's the deal. It went on to make almost $250,000. The actors went on social media saying the company behind the upcoming reboot, well, they told them some of the things that they want. That includes retroactive royalties.
Oh, that's a classic. I like that movie. Well, fans of the Beatles and Rolling Stones now have a chance to own legendary pieces of their history. George Harrison's guitar and Keith Richards' custom guitar are both on the auction block. Harrison played the sitar on the Beatles song Norwegian Wood, and Richards' guitar has original tuners and bears the marks of his musical journey. The auctions get started on Thursday. Very cool. And before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.